This podcast delves into the dark, the depraved, and all things to keep you up at night. Listener discretion is advised. Now, sit back, pull the covers over your head, and allow yourself to be taken on a journey through the abyss.
Hey there, pod people. Welcome to another episode of Through the Abyss podcast. I'm your co-host, Mandy.
And I'm your co-host, Ben.
And tonight we are super fortunate to have an awesome lady come in to chat with us. She's one of the consultants that we use for our paranormal team. She's also a very good friend of ours, Miss Barbie St. John. How are you tonight, ma'am?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Super duper.
Yeah, great.
Super duper. Yeah.
Always exciting to talk to a media to see what ghost she sees behind you. That's always fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fun for some of us, not fun for others.
Well, fun for me. I enjoy it, kind of.
Yeah.
Ben may be afraid.
Ben doesn't enjoy it.
So, what do you like to call yourself? Because, I mean, you have a lot of different gifts.
Well, not gifts. That's the first thing. Yeah. I don't call them gifts because, the word gift implies that it was something that was given to you and as such can be taken away from you. So I don't like that for that reason. And also, the implication that you got something that somebody else didn't get. And I know that everybody has abilities and skills. It's just a matter of your natural talent and your level of commitment to building those skills. Like singing, everybody can sing. Not everybody can sing well. I surely can't. And then some people are just amazing. And some people are really good and they get amazing with training. So it's just that kind of thing. So I don't know. I don't like labels. So I just call myself whatever is required at the time. If you need a psychic, I'm a psychic. If you need a medium, I'm a medium. If you need a sensitive, I'm a sensitive. I think weirdo probably just incorporates all of it, so we can just go with that. Metaphysical weirdo.
Yeah. I like that title.
Yeah.
So what exactly are your skills then? What can you do?
God, I don't want to sound like I'm bragging.
brag, girl, you deserve it. Brag.
I don't deserve brag. I am an amazing, I'm really good at psychic stuff. I'm pretty good at mediumship stuff. I'm an insane empath. Good and bad for all that's worth.
Yeah.
You know, all the clairs I have to some abilities, some are better than others.
By clairs we mean audio clair.
Yeah, like clairaudience, clairvoyance, clairsentience, claircognizance, clairalliance, clairgustance.
Last two, I've never even heard of them.
Smell and taste.
Oh. Oh wow, really?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I'm sure that you've been in some place where you, like Mackey's, where you smell cigarette smoke and you just assume it's like in the walls.
Yeah.
And it may be, or it may be Carl, you know, so that kind of thing. So I have all these to varying degrees and they ebb and flow just like anything else in life. So that's me. Nothing special.
Whatever.
No, seriously. Like, as I've told you and Ben, you both could do what I do. Just takes work.
So with you being part of you're part of the metaphysical world, you're part of the paranormal community. What's your favorite thing to do? What do you enjoy most?
I think I used to enjoy doing readings a lot, but then I just kind of got burnt out because I did a lot of readings in a very short amount of time. And I got burnt out on that. But I do like to do, home investigations. Mm-hmm. I think because you feel like you help people a little bit more than just a reading where people come in to like ask when they're going to get married or whatever. with a home sync, people have some need of you to be there and they want some answers and someone to tell them, no, you're not crazy. Shit's flying around. You're not crazy. You know, so that to me, that's more fulfilling. And also it's kind of shorter because I can just go in, do it and be done and then talk to the family members, you know, as needed afterwards. So that's what I like now.
I mean, because we always bring Barbie in with a lot of our home private investigations because, well, Amy and I are both empaths and Ben is too. We're just not confident enough to go in and do things. We're like, let's just call Barbie. She can walk us through and tell us what's going on. She always hits the nail on the head.
Yeah, and it's good. And it's good. It's, you know, it's like, it's kind of like safety in numbers for you guys too. It's like, if I'm there, then you feel like, okay, nothing's really going to happen to me because she's here. But the fact is nothing's really going to happen to you because you're there, you know?
I don't know. I'm going to have to beg to differ with you on that one about the Devil House case we did. Cause that screwed us up for months.
Every person.
I think but you know why? It's because you let it. Oh. See, like I didn't let it. Like when we did that, I'm like, yep, that's it. That you can't go into details because there were minors involved, but
right,
boom, boom, boom. Make sure that you clear yourself completely and get out of there. And I didn't have to go there as many times as you did either.
Oh,
And that's the other thing. Probably if I had been there in person, I probably would have got dragged. I'm sure I would have gotten dragged down a bit. Solely because the amount of stagnation in that house and in that land, and in that family, that ancestral just drudge,
it was intense. We did the weirdest thing. Like Ben and I did, we had our first listener episode the other day, and it was supposed to be like she got possessed and her mom had to do a couple exorcisms. That type of thing. And right before the interview, right before she came on Zoom, a memory popped up on my Facebook feed and it was me, Ben, Amy, and Kim at that house the very first time we went there. And then when this chick came interesting. On, yeah, it was weird. But when the chick came on, she started, you know, telling us the story. I swear to God, it almost mirrored the crap that we went through with that house. It was the strangest thing. Cause she had, you know, I don't like to use the term demon because it's just, well, you know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
But I really think she had an elemental screwing around with her. I mean, it was a crazy, wasn't it, Ben? I mean, she was.
Yeah, it was very similar. Like all of her friends were being affected by this negative entity.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to listen to that.
It's a shorter one, but.
But you haven't put it up yet.
Mm-hmm. No, it's going to go up, I think, Friday. Something like that.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, was she in that part of the state as well?
No, she's in Florida.
I don't think she was in Florida at that time, though. She moved from, like, I can't remember where. It was more like Tennessee, somewhere in that range.
Okay.
But she was playing with Ouija boards before it started.
Glad you brought that up. Ouija boards.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me a little bit about those because everybody, there's such a, it's so controversial with paranormal investigators. Like I'm personally the only one on our team who will use one because I don't think, I know how to protect them.
It's just a tool. It's no different than using a dowsing pendulum or dowsing sticks or automatic writing or a medium. It's just a tool and it's your own. With everything in metaphysical, supernatural and magic, it's your intention. That's the key. So if you've been brought up to believe your whole life that if you touch a Ouija board, you know, Joe Pesci, the devil is going to come out and go, hey, you know, and then he's going to follow you around with his pitchfork. You're going to create that ball of energy around you. And then when you go to open up to the spirit side, the supernatural side, the energetic world, you're going to get the energetic match to what you are afraid of. So you know, there, I know people who won't sleep with a mirror in their bedroom facing their bed because they're sure it's a portal and their soul's going to get stolen. It's just a mirror.
I don't like mirrors.
Well, that's okay. But it's just a mirror.
My entire closet in front of my bed is a mirror.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I've never even thought about it. It's never crossed my mind.
Exactly. Because to you, it's a mirror. It's something you look in, you get dressed in front of, you comb your hair, you're done.
Yeah, but now when I go to sleep tonight,
you're going to be
looking into another world, Ben. It's another dimension.
That's okay, honey. You just spray it down with some lavender water. You'll be all right. Florida water, you'll be all right. But, you know, it's just a tool. So when you are young, and I say this is what most people do, you're young and stupid, right? You're a teenager, and you've watched every Freddy Krueger horror movie ever. And then somebody brings out the forbidden Ouija board. That's like prime fuel for the low-level energy beings. They're like, yes! Party time, right? I used to be that way when I was stupid, terrified of it until I, you know, until I learned better. I can use one now. I don't particularly like to use them because spirit has to take control of your body to push that planchette. And I'm very picky about who's coming in my temple here. So that's why I don't like to use them, because I don't want any form. Because you guys have seen me, like, I've been placed. I'm like, whoa, back the F up to a spirit, because I don't want them in me. So that's why I don't use them. I mean, I have, but it's not a bad thing. Anything can be a bad thing. Yeah, anything can be a bad thing.
That's true.
You know,
kind of weird though, because I remember when I was early teen, I think maybe 13 or so, we had gotten one and played with it at a softball slumber party. And then I brought it home with me. Grandma, she found it under my bed. She freaked the hell out.
I'm sure she did.
Oh my Lord. We had to go burn it.
Yeah.
Nothing ever happened to me.
Which is great.
You know.
If you've got some demonic infested piece of wood, let's burn it. That's a great idea. Like, who thought that was a good idea? Seriously.
That's Tennessee folklore. What can you do?
Exactly. So I don't think there's any problems with it. I've seen many places that allow investigations say you cannot bring a Ouija board in here, but they let you bring in your recorders for EVPs, your spirit boxes, your pendulums, your dowsing sticks. And to me, it's like, it's the exact same thing. It's the exact same thing. You can attract a low-level negative energy being by just sitting there and being sulky and being depressed. You don't need a tool for it.
You think that there's so much stigma behind it because, unlike dowsing rods or pendulums, they're not really using you. Like, I mean, they have to... For me, a Ouija board, it seems like they have to kind of get into your, you know, move the planchette along with you or use your energy, that type of thing. Whereas like a dowsing rod or something, I picture them as more like using their energy to push the rods apart or something like that.
Well, I think the main reason is that it wasn't Christian based.
Mm.
So because it was, you know, pretty much invented by a spiritualist, to communicate with the other side, because spiritualists believe in love never dies and it's just, you know, a change of energy, and Christians don't, and the, you know, there's many different versions of Christian, but all of them are kind of afraid of death and death subjects are taboo, so that just became taboo. Because everywhere in Appalachia they had the old man with his witching wands, right? Who would go out and find the water for the wells or the oil fields or the coal pot, whatever. Like, that was just an established part of being, and that was okay.
We could debate the ideologies of Christianity thoughts. No offense, Ben.
It's all good.
I know you're
Christian. And I'm not, I just want to throw out though that I'm not afraid of death. I actually look forward to it. So
Not that he's suicidal.
Not the suicidal way, but like I look forward to the interest realm that I will be in.
Right. Yeah. And when I say that, I mean Christians in general, the same as Jewish people in general consider this hell. Right. Our existence here is hell. So, but like I said, there's so many variations. I was raised apostolic Pentecostal, which is very much into a lot of weird things that maybe snake the handlers, Baptist, right? Huh? They, some handlers? Of them were snake handlers. Yeah.
Ooh, Lord.
They were speaking in tongues and throwing the devil out of people. So that's pretty weird to somebody in a Baptist church, right? Or an Episcopalian. So they have their own different kind of levels of oddness within themselves. So it's just a general. But, that's what I think. I think that it was invented to contact people on the other side, and then became a toy. And kind of still is marketed to children.
Yeah.
Which I think is kind of bizarre.
Oh, yeah. You buy them in toy stores.
Yeah. Somebody sent me one. It was a Hello Kitty one. It was all pink. Yeah. And it's just like, I have my own things about involving kids in this kind of thing, because I don't think most children have the wherewithal to set a boundary in regards to supernatural things,
and they're a lot more open.
They're totally open. They're not jaded, and usually their parents aren't any more knowledgeable than the kid,
right?
So they're not protecting their kid. That's just a general. Now, if a child has something going on, it's a different story. We help them deal with it and live with it. But I've been on places where people are like, can I bring my 10-year-old to this investigation? I'm like, no. I had a person who's no longer a friend, because we got in an argument over this. She was having her 15-year-old clear houses.
15-year-old?
15.
Okay, right on.
Yeah, no training. Just thought they'd go in with their one little level of Reiki and some smudge sticks and just start clearing houses.
Hey, just because you're Reiki certified doesn't mean you're good enough to clear a house.
Because sometimes a house clearing is just a house clearing. Here we bought a new house, is get some of the old energy out, and sometimes it's the demon house, right that a 15-year-old cannot handle if they haven't been training and working on their spiritual side.
Yeah, we couldn't handle it. 15-year-old, we're adult and we have problems with it. Oh gosh,
that's right. So that's my thing with kids. It's like, is your child a budding medium? I mean, is he a baby empath? What? Let's work with him, but actively bring him into stuff, I'm just kind of against that.
I bet it's more of the, I love Ghost Adventures, so I want to go play too.
Exactly.
Not knowing that that's just for entertainment. Sorry, all you Ghost Adventures fans, but it's just entertainment. It's not real investigating. What? It'd be nice if it was to have something happen all the time. First 5 minutes you walk into a place, I can't even repair. Okay. Oop.
Well, I do think that you can go places and have stuff happen in the first 5 minutes.
Beforehand.
Yeah, you have. It's just not going to happen anymore with places that everybody wants to go to.
Like Waverly, that place needs a break.
Yeah, it's just like so many of these places that I've been going since I've been doing this actively for like the past 10 years. Mm-hmm. Every time I go, it gets lesser and lesser and lesser and lesser and lesser. Until there's just like nothing, and people are like, there's nothing here, because they're tired of being your entertainment, they're tired of performing for people, and they're tired of all the energy shifting in and out.
There's
a place here called the Lake County Poorhouse. It's the home of the Lake County Historical Society now. And the first time I went there, it was pretty crazy. I went on a ghost tour, like, whoa, there's stuff falling behind locked doors and I'm seeing stuff and everything. And then each time I went, it was less and less. And the last time I went there for a tour, it felt literally dead, no pun intended. And I went into the kitchen, and the kitchen was quite large, and they had like a staircase built to go down into the basement, but they had like a mini loft kind of area above those stairs, right, to store boxes. And there was a young spirit girl up there, a teenager, and she said, "Can you please just make them go away? Can you please just make them go away?" And it broke my heart. I've got goosebumps and I'm going to start to cry. It broke my heart. And of course, one of them comes walking in. "Oh, hey, is there something back here?" And the girl went poof. And I was like, "I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry." But they just get tired of it, because everybody wants, I should say everybody, but all the people on the paranormal teams, everybody wants to go get something, right? So we keep going to these places where other people have gotten stuff. But we don't realize that every person that goes there leaves an energetic bit. We pollute it. We leave an energetic bit of ourselves there.
Right, right.
And if you think about how many hundreds of people go through a place in a year, the energies get really filled up with our stuff.
That gives me anxiety just thinking about it.
I mean, you know, look at like Mackey's, because you've done a lot of stuff at Mackey's.
Yeah.
You go in there and you feel it, because it's a bar that's got people in there, you know, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 nights a week, and all their stuff that they're bringing in there, combined with music, which heightens everything, combined with alcohol, you know.
Well, that's only 2 nights a week.
Oh, is it? Okay. But still, it's like going into having a frat party and then leaving. And then the person comes in the next morning and there's red cups everywhere and trash all over the place. That's what we do to it energetically, right? The ghosts wake up and they're like, "What the hell is this?" Yeah, I'll knock on the wall 3 times. You know, so we do that. And I think we've kind of done a disservice to the spirit world in that regard. Now, I understand that we all want to go out and get some evidence and get some proof, but I think we need to think about better ways of doing that, less intrusive ways to the spirits.
Yeah, I guarantee a lot of people.
Chico's agreeing with me. No, Chico's agreeing with me. You know, and like Mackey's, I'm sure you have felt a difference over the years because you've been there for quite a while.
Mackey's is weird because there's portals there, and it's like on the main floor. I mean, it's different thing, different people that come in and go. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's not just the same. Well, I mean, you know, Carl, of course, that man ain't ever leaving. He ain't ever leaving. And then there's a couple others that kind of hang out there. But for the most part, the upstairs is just, they come in, they do whatever they need to do, and then they leave. So it's like, I don't think they have a chance to get tired of, you know, everybody coming in and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the ones in the basement, it's a little bit different. I mean, well, Ben and I, when you and Melinda were with us, Melinda was down there and we actually helped cross a little girl over, which typically is something I don't do just because I don't own the place or whatever. But I mean, that it was a kid. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, the basement, I don't know, maybe that's why that guy's so pissy all the time, because he's tired of people being down there and he just likes to take it out on me.
Yeah, the guy wouldn't look at me when I was there, so I don't know.
Lucky you.
Yeah, he had his back to me, but not turn around.
Yeah, he ain't afraid of me, because boy, he gets right in my face. I can't stand that man. I don't know what his problem is.
You gotta shine brighter, girl. Shine brighter.
Yeah. Well, yes. I know demons are a big topic for the paranormal one. Mm. Everybody has their own opinion. I believe in negative entities. I believe in those kind of elementals that are so old, they're not good, they're not bad, they're basically taking on what the environment is, that type of thing.
Right. But
where do you fall in terms of like demonic possession or demons inhabiting an area?
Demons exist. You know, the same as angels exist, same as gods exist, various forms of God. Everything exists, if not for the fact that we've believed that they've existed for so long, that we've created them into existence. Yeah. But no, they exist. I do not believe that any demons or any angels are coming down and messing with people's lives, because I think that they've got other things to do. And I think on occasion, the rare occasion, like miracle, like, you know, miracle occasions, angels, the Virgin Mary, you know, whoever your patron saint is, can appear to people and will appear. But I don't think it's very common. I don't think it's common as most people attribute it to. And the same with demons. There's lots of demons. I think that they, again, have shown up, but again, very rarely. I believe that most of the stuff that people think is demonic isn't actually demonic. It's more low level negative energy stuff. But people, Western people, the Western world, us, are conditioned to think that everything's the devil. And my God, the devil must be the busiest person in the universe, because
everything,
the dude has to be everywhere all the time, making sure he screws up everything, right? And personally, if I were the devil, I'd be like, you people can just screw it up yourselves, okay? Stop blame. Same as if I'm Jesus, stop blaming me for everything.
Yeah,
you're not doing this in my name. I don't know you. You know, that's what I think. But it does happen. It does happen. It truly does happen. It's just not as common as, like, we know people where everything happens. It's a demon. No, it's not a demon. It's not a demon. It's not a demon.
Yeah, we know a few of those people.
Yeah, it's, you know, not a demon. We
worked with a few of those people.
Sometimes you wished it was a demon just to come and get you. But
I'm super happy that Ben's not like that. Ben's, you know, he's a Christian and he loves church and that kind of thing, but he's not like, I might have to kill him.
Well, I feel like I'm ghost repellent, so.
We've had stuff
everywhere
happen.
We go, it's always quiet.
Because you sleep the whole time.
Possible.
So,
what did you, okay, Ben, so did you ever think that maybe it's quiet because you have a bright light?
I have never thought that, but I explain. I have seen three shadow people in my life, but that was years ago. But on our investigations, I kind of, it's always quiet.
So, I know that we did the demon house, and you were on the phone call with us, and it wasn't quiet. It wasn't quiet. You saw a shadow there, a foggy, misty thing.
Yeah, and there it was, for most of all, it was just an overwhelming negative
vibe.
It was just very overwhelming, like a huge weight on me.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you that you are like I am, right? So imagine that you've got, your body is covered in mag lights, right? Bright flashlights. And everywhere you go, you can't see anything because the light is so bright, emanating from within you. That's what I think is happening with you.
Happy,
so you don't
be happy. I'm
just kidding. You don't realize that your energy is very high vibe. So to you, this is your bubble. It's your bubble of light.
Yeah.
So pretty much a ghost could come down and be like, hey Ben, and here you are with your bubble goggles on, right, your light, and you're like, I don't see anything because it's like I got a big light on my face, I can't see anything. That's what it is with you. You just don't realize that you're emanating so much light that you can't see what's around you. And also in turn, if it's super negative, it's not going to want to be around you because of that light, because they're like cockroaches. And when you turn on a light, they all scatter.
Yeah. Is there any way to see through the light?
Sure there is. First, you have to acknowledge that you have it. Like, that's the main thing. You got to acknowledge that, yes, this is who I am, and this is how Ben, I'm built.
Ben doesn't like to acknowledge the fact that he's a very good man.
Oh, no. I mean, why is that?
Because I feel like I've done a lot wrong in my life. So that's hard to say. Yeah.
Did you kill any babies?
No babies.
Kill any kittens?
No.
Then you're not a bad person. Yeah, okay, I'll say it to you in biblical terms. God doesn't make trash, right?
Right.
God doesn't make trash. You believe in God. God created you. Therefore, you're not trash. You're not a bad person. It's just that simple.
Yeah.
You know, we all are of the divine. We all have the spark of the divine in us. That's what our soul is that little bit of that God energy, that source energy. For some people, it's a little teeny tiny bit of flame. For other people, it's a freaking bonfire, and you're a bonfire. Okay. So you just have to accept that you're a good person. Because if you weren't, you would not be a bright person. I wouldn't be sitting here calling you a bonfire. I'd be like, you know, you might want to work on. There's some things. Let me just tell you, there's some things you might want to work on, right? And you know, I would, because you know, I don't.
Yeah, for sure.
I for don't sure. hold any punches.
No.
So you just gotta accept that first, and when you do that, you see that as your, kind of like your superpower. And it's like, okay, I am the Michael, right?
The bringer of light.
The bringer of light, right. Like the sacred light of God. Like, yeah. that's who I am. That's my purpose in this world, is to bring this light to the world, to allow it to shine. When you do that, you'll be like, okay, you'll start aiming it at places to look rather than to blind you from seeing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. So, you can get practice doing that. Well, first believe it. That's going to take you probably 3 weeks or so as I'm reading you, because it's got to sink in a little bit. You got to believe it. And then you can practice doing it, right? So you can go out in public, just walk down to downtown Alameda, go sit. There used to be a bar there I used to go at. I can't remember the name of it now. Just sit outside. And just feel. Don't try. Don't push. Just feel. Just feel what you feel around you. And that's your first way of seeing beyond your light. And then you're going to start being able to pick up at will different. Oh, you already can, but you don't quite recognize it as that yet as an empath. Pick up more on people and places and buildings and stuff. You've got homework. Because you have it, but you don't believe you have it, which is why you can't use it. It's like if you had wings, you're like, I don't believe I have wings. I can't fly. It's like, we're like, no, you got two wings right there. You're like, nah, that's just, I don't know what that is, but I can't fly. I can't fly. Sorry. So no, that's where you're at. Part of you feels conflicted because of your Christianity. But you know, Jesus was a mystic. The Bible is full of mysticism and you know, miracles. And that's there for a reason. That's not there for us to be afraid of, because, you know, Jesus himself said, what I do, you can do too, and you should do, right? Yeah. You know, so that's when you can incorporate that belief with your current beliefs, because right now they're fighting. Well, they've been fighting for a few years.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be one or the other. It can definitely be both. And there's something to be said for people who have a faith, no matter what that faith is, Christian, Judaism, spiritualism, Wiccan, whatever. When you marry that faith with your, like, your divine purpose and your quote unquote abilities, it's just gangbusters. You'll be able to do so much more than somebody who comes from no kind of religious background or no kind of spiritual background.
Preach it, girl.
I know, right? It sounds like the same thing. Trust me, Mandy can tell you. I'm always harping on her.
What?
Like, girl.
I don't know.
Girl, do your shit.
Lose my ego.
Yes. Ben doesn't have that much of ego. He's very self-deprecating.
Yeah.
And that stands in the way, you know.
Yeah, I know that about Ben. Believe me, I know that about Ben. We're working on it, aren't we, Ben?
Yeah, we're working.
That Ben's lying to you. He's not working on it.
Don't make me get Barbie to come out there.
I'm open to begin working.
That's good. Well, this is your wake-up call. You know, you can view everything through the eyes of your faith. You truly can. If you feel like calling negative energies a demon because that's your faith, that's fine. I don't care. Like, to me, it doesn't matter. You're feeling it. That's all that matters. I don't care what the semantics are about what you call it. You feel it. That's good enough. But you truly can blend your faith with spirituality and be perfectly fine and happy and still be able to knock on St. Peter's door when the time comes and be allowed in.
Can I ask you a question on that like relates completely to all of that?
Sure.
But
what
weird.
The hell are you but talking about?
Weird. I don't only clash in like those beliefs with the Christianity, but also in dueling Christianities. Because the reason I say that is I have a rosary
mm-hmm.
that when I pray it regularly, and it's been a while because I go to a church right now that's not Catholic mm-hmm. and they don't agree with Catholicism, etc.
Sure.
I think Catholics are Christian. I have no issues with Catholics. But my point right. is, when I pray this rosary, I've seen miracles. I've witnessed miracles. I've seen amazing things that cannot happen when I'm praying this rosary on a daily basis for mm-hmm. all of the mysteries of the rosary. I could never tell people at church that, although they might stumble upon this podcast. But that is what it is. But so that's an... Is it in my head? I mean, I know the miracles were real, but is it in my head or is the rosary part of that? Like, I should keep doing my rosary, right?
Yes, because for you, it's a tool.
Yes.
It's a tool for you to focus your spiritual faith into something.
Yes.
Okay. It wouldn't. It's meditative, right. For sure. But the Catholic religion and Christianity have only been around for 2,200 odd years. But that's 2,200 odd years solid of people putting energy into that, right? And building it and making it stronger. Unfortunately, most people don't really get that about their faith. And they just go to church once a week and they might do a couple of lame ass prayers. They're like, well, that doesn't work. I'll try it again next week. If people really understood the power that whatever their religion is, doesn't matter if it's Hinduism or Catholicism or even Luciferian, right? It doesn't matter. If you understand the amount of power that your organized religion has and you tap into that, then that's the purpose of it. That's what it's for. That's what everybody has been doing for these thousands of years is building this faith and building this spiritual structure. So yeah, it makes perfect sense to me. Part of it is the actual energy of saying the rosary and sitting there doing that mantra over and over as you count. Part of it is your own faith in here that's coming, that you're allowing to come out unedited. So to speak. Okay. That's a time that Ben can truly be Ben is when he's doing this. And you don't knock yourself down when you're doing this, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, this is pure for you. So there's that. And then there's just the fact that you're able to see it and make it happen. And you've hit a touchstone that most people wish that they could get in their religion. Having said that, the problem with religions is whichever one you're in has to be the only one, so they say, right? So if you're Catholic, you got to be Catholic. Or if you're unless you're an Orthodox Catholic or, you know, Greek Orthodox or what. It's like they have all these little boxes which kind of hinder people's growth. And to me, it's like, you know what? If that works for you, you don't have to call it anything else than your connection to God.
Yeah.
You don't have to convert to Catholicism unless you feel drawn that way. You don't have to tell people in this church unless you feel like you want to. But that's your connection. That's your personal connection with God. And that's such a beautiful thing that I would not stop doing it.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that. It's like, I want to take it to church with me because it's been blessed. I've taken it to many churches and I feel that that helps make it even more powerful. But I take it out and like people are going to be like, why do you have a rosary? But I need to get over that. It's right. If I want to have a rosary, I want to have a rosary.
Right. I think that you will find that there's probably less judgmental people. Which church are you going to?
It's called Fountain Church in Pleasanton.
Is it a universalist church?
It's just a non-denominational. It's part of the I forget what it's called, but it's area related churches.
Yeah, like Church of God kind of thing. Yeah, I think that you will find less there because it is non-denominational. They will have people from different backgrounds there. Yeah. I'm sure you'll probably get a couple questions like, oh, what is that? Why did you bring it? And you just say, this is my personal connection to God. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to explain anything more than that to somebody.
Right.
You know, and that lights you up. When you talk about it, you get brighter. So that thing ought to be you know, wearing like a little pouch.
I used to carry it with me everywhere I went. And I haven't for a while because of all this. And it's like, I feel better when it's with me.
Then carry it. Then carry it. There's no shame in combining bits of things that work for you. There's no one path up the mountain. You know, that's why we have so many different religions on this earth, because there's different ways of seeing things and there's different ways of being and there's different ways of praying. And thank God for that, because it would be really boring and we were all just like doing the exact same thing. All
it'd be boring for God too, right?
Yeah, right. He'd be like, no, the devil and Jesus and I are going to go have a drink. You guys sort this crap out on your own. Okay. Exactly. So don't ever feel bad for that. They want you to take it with you. They want you to be that, to be more a part of who you are. I know part of you feels like that might be a crutch, but it's not a crutch. It's an enhancement.
Yeah. And it's interesting you said that, because that did pop in my mind. But then I think like logically, I'm like, but I use it as a tool. It's not what makes the power. It's just part of how I filter it.
Right. But Superman wears a uniform for a certain reason. The uniform doesn't give him power, right? He is the power.
Yeah, but the uniform, what he's doing right now.
Exactly. It's his identity, right? That he puts that thing on because he knows he's got a job to do. That's the same thing with you and the rosary. You keep it with you and you use it because you have a job to do.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Poor Ben's head's gonna be like he gets off the call.
I mean, I've actually worried about that multiple times, so I very much appreciate it. So
well, you should have just asked me.
Seriously. I knew this call was going to turn into this.
Yeah, you should have just asked me. You are at a point in your life where you've headed in a new direction, but you haven't really picked up the reins of your horse yet. You're kind of like, okay, we're going to go down here. Okay. And you started to kind of slowly walk down the path. But so many different things are changing for you and within you. And that's just going to speed up over the next year, 2023. So 2023 Ben's going to look back at 2021 Ben and be like, dude, what took you so long? Seriously. Good. Good. And this is just part of it. Like every time you get something like this, it helps like reorient like our inner radar, right? Every time you like hear something, it's like, oh yeah, right. Oh yeah, right. And you're like ding 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 ding, and you start honing in on where to go. And that's what you're doing. You had to leave here to go out there to change. You had to do some things over this year to change. Mm-hmm. Now you're going to start something new in January, right? With school. Another change.
You already started.
I did, I'm actually I'm off for a month and I start back in January.
Yeah. There you go.
I mean, yeah.
So you got all these things like, and there's, you're slowly, like your compass is slowly turning, but it's really going to speed up this year and next year. Yeah. So I'm looking at you. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. Anything else?
No. Thank you. Thank
you sure?
Are you sure while she's tuned in?
That's good. He can ask later if he wants to. That's cool.
Well, I do. I have a question. Okay, so one of the miracles that happened during that time, I have a rosary bracelet. It's actually in the console of my car on my stick. I have a stick shift. Mm-hmm. I was wearing it to work during a time period where I was really hurting, and it was part of why I was doing this really intensive prayer every day. And work was beating it up. It had cracks. One of the beads was falling off it. I put it in my car console so I wouldn't lose it. And so the beads wouldn't fall off it anymore, and et cetera. And long story short, when I knew I was going to be okay, finally, yeah. I looked back in my car console and I promise you 100% all of the cracks were gone from the beads. The beads were intact.
Sure.
Was that an angel?
That was definitely some divine intervention for sure. For sure. Things can take, how do I put this? Objects can absorb things from us, right? Things that were thrown at us energetically and physically. And they can take on that appearance, right? So it is not uncommon for people who are stressed to have rings break, necklaces, you know, diamonds fall out of wedding rings, things just like they put them on and it just shatters, just yeah, falls apart. During that time period,
I had multiple jewelries break.
Yeah. That's like they're taking it so you don't have to.
Yeah.
It's like their armor, right? They're taking the hits so you don't have to, or lessening them for you. So for sure. And then you can go back and be like, oh, I thought that this necklace was broken, but here it is. It works totally fine. Okay. But yeah, it totally happens. So what you do is you kiss that, you say thank you.
I touch it not every day, but a lot of times I'll acknowledge it and say thank you for restoring my life, because I looked at it like I was restored when it was restored.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure, for sure. So you also, I don't know if you do, but you had like a saint figure in your car.
I have It's a medallion. It's got an angel on one side, a saint on the other, and a prayer.
Okay, they want you to put it on the dashboard, like right up against the window, is what they're showing me.
Okay.
So I don't know how that legal that is. Like, if you could put it somewhere, like right in the middle, like way down below, and maybe just tape it on there. But they want that. They're not necessarily because they think you're going to get in a car wreck or anytime soon, but they want that as a symbol for you to see every time you get in that car, to put that energy out like in front of you.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay, awesome. Yay. Oh, look, he's shining again. Yay. Should we pick on Mandy now?
Yes, pick on Mandy.
Oh, God.
What's Mandy's deal?
What's my deal?
Yeah.
Do I have a deal?
Yes. Your grandparent?
Yeah.
Still here?
Papa is, yeah.
Yeah. But feeling very heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what's on your mind. It's like, it's very heavy on your left side. Can't tell which way I'm doing in this thing, but on your left side, it's very heavy there. So your worry about him is so intense and so just around you, but you're trying to hide it from everybody else.
Yeah, so, I had some problems recently.
Okay. He's a kind of a crotchety old fart. Let me just put it that way. And I mean that in the nicest possible way, but that's just, that's what he's telling me. I'm a crotchety old fart right now, but in an endearing, loving kind of way. But he doesn't want anybody to feel sorry for him. He wants no sympathy. Okay. So when you start to think about him and worry about him, we think that's a loving act, but it's kind of not. Because worry is a sticky string, like a web. So when you start to think about him and worry about him, stop yourself, you know, get the rubber band on your wrist, boom, and say, okay, I love my papa. I'm just going to send him a big, bright ball, a big hug, whatever, however you want to envision it, right? And you just send that to him and you just envelope that with him and you just see it smoothing off all the stuff that I'm not going to get into on this call, but all the stuff, right? And then you're going to have to do this like 75 times a day because I know you. Okay. In turn, that's going to help you feel more secure and feel like you're actually doing something for him when you can't physically be there to do it for him. Make sense?
It does.
Okay. So that's going to make you feel stronger. It's going to build up your energy and your vibration as well as his in a way that worrying can't, because worry is just stagnant energy. It doesn't go anywhere. It just goes in circles. And it's hard. I know, because I know how close you are. I know this connection, but I promise you, if you do it, if you make yourself do it, like I said, put that scrunchie around your wrist and just ping it every time, behavior modification, and do that, you will feel better. He will feel better. And as time goes on, that fear will lessen because you know that he's doing the best he can. And I did not want to make you cry.
That's okay.
I'm sorry. Let's see. So happy note, you got a new ghost kitty.
What?
You got a new ghost kitty.
I do.
You do. He's orange and white.
Oh, I've never had an orange and white cat.
I know, but you do now. And he's fluffy. He's not one that you've owned, but he's just one of the neighborhoods who's like, hey.
Well, that's this not lady, surprising. They all come to my house.
Exactly. This lady's pretty cool. I'm just going to go hang out with her for a while. So yeah, that's pretty cool.
Is he the one driving my girls crazy?
I think so. He's a big floof. He's sweet. What else? I want to just take your little head and go get all the crap out. So you're due for some real change too. Like Ben, you quite, you're not sure. You're just not sure. You're at what they call the magic void. You know you need change. You know you want change. You don't know what that change is. So we're just going to be here incubating for a little bit.
Pretty much exactly right on, yeah.
Yeah. You had hoped you'd have some clarity by now. By the end of this year, or at least by March of next year.
It's going to be longer, isn't it?
It's going to be longer. It's going to be longer. There's a whole summer of stuff. Okay. Not bad stuff, but like rapid succession of stuff. I don't know when you plan on going to Gettysburg and New York and Romania. That feels like that's all summertime because it's just a lot of activity for you in the next summer. May for Gettysburg. But each thing is like, oh, finally a stepping stone. Boom. Okay, finally a little tiny stepping stone. Boom. They're all going to add up. So come October, a whole year from now, come October, you're going to have a much clearer idea of what it is, and saying goodbye to a lot of things. Not in a bad way. not necessarily in a bad way. I mean, saying goodbyes can be difficult and bittersweet. So I'll say more bittersweet, but again, like with Ben, 2022 fall, Mandy's going to be looking back at you and go.
That's because Ben and I are going to have a crazy successful podcast by that time. So
very possible, very possible. But yeah, a lot of things are happening through that time, so that by October-ish, September, October, November-ish, you're going to be like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And I know it, and it's going to be great. And you're boom. Because right now you just can't. It's okay.
Well, I know there's a lot of shit I got to get done before.
Exactly.
Internal and external as well.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
So in other words, the next year is going to suck.
No, not at all. I don't recall me saying that. What I said is it was going to be busy. And by busy, I mean internal and external. So for example, let's say we had an exercise idea that never quite came past this year or last year. speaking for myself, next, in come spring, you're going to be like, okay, I'm ready. I'm fully ready to do this. Let's say there are people in your life that you like, but they're not the greatest energy people, but they're your friends, but you're going to be like, okay, it's time for me to cut some dead wood, and I'll miss some of you, but I'm not going to miss all of you. Bye. It's going to be things like, okay, it's time for me to get a new car. So changes like that. Huh?
I don't want to get a new car.
Maybe you don't want to get a new car. Maybe you just want to get new tires or new placemats. Yep.
I have to get my car fixed up.
Oh, there you go. See, there you go. So it's time for me to take care of my car. That's a change. It's not a bad change. It might be painful financially, but it's not a bad change. Right? So those are the kind of things that you're going to be like, I am motivated to move energy this year. You weren't able to do that this year. You just were not able to do that in 2021. And it's okay. It's okay. You had to take a step, right? So last year was bad, right?
Yeah.
This year was slightly better, but not where you want to be, because I know you and I know your type A-ness, and I know you want it perfectly right now. But it doesn't always work the way we want it to, right? So you had to have to crawl before you can walk. You have to walk before you can run. You have to run before you can fly. And that's where you're at. You're moving. It's just been slow, and you can't see it because you're in it, right? So I didn't do this year. Couldn't do anything last year. Dang. But I see it in a different way. I see it in a completely different way for you. So I would look at 2022 as like, okay, this is going to be a good year. This is going to be a good year. I'm getting rid of shit, literally and figuratively.
Actually, just started this week. This Thanksgiving break is.
Oh, what you do? Start purging.
Yep. Yeah, and I got a lot of purging to do.
And that's good. But the stuff like people, and again, people don't realize the stuff around us is psychic clutter. And you can tell
Yeah.
You can tell when somebody's depressed by the state of their house, right?
Yeah, you should see my house right now.
Well, you should see my house right now. for y'all that don't know, my arthritis decided to kill both of my knees this summer within 6 weeks of each other. And I've been barely able to walk for months. So my house is looking kind of messy. Again, mirroring the state of my mental state. But, you know, even if somebody's house is super clean, if they've got 85,000 magazines stacked on the coffee table and the sofa and, you know, there's stuff everywhere and you can't move around, that still shows that they're not doing well internally. Yeah. So clean your house, clean your mind.
That's what I'm working on step by step, slowly.
Yeah, I know. Me too. Unless you're an artist, then you're allowed to have the messiest room on earth because that's creativity.
Oh gosh. Well, then I'm claiming artists.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I do. But then it takes me like half an hour to find a file. And I'm like, God damn, I'm gonna clean it. Why do I have empty drawers and piles of stuff on my workbench? But yeah, so that's good. Cleaning up your house. I have a friend who's got a lot of mental things. She's like not bipolar, but she's manic and she's got ADHD and da 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 da. And she's a hoarder. And I'm like, honey, I promise you, you'll feel better if you just clean off the nightstand. Just the nightstand. You don't have to clean up the room. Just clean off your nightstand, clean off the bed. That's it. And she's like, oh my God, I can't believe it. So now she makes sure her bed is pristine. There's nothing on it but pillows and a blanket. Wow. Where before it'd be like, she'd have to move like books and clothes and laundry and, you know, to crawl into bed like a little rat. I was like, okay, one thing at a time. Now let's tackle the closet. No.
You know, Ben and I were talking, we're like, what are we going to ask Barbie tonight? And I really hadn't planned any questions out. I mean, not because I was expecting you to read us or anything, but I just, now I know why I didn't have a whole set of questions.
Yeah, because you don't care about me.
Whatever. Whatever.
Just kidding. Yeah, because you knew that I would just come up with whatever you needed to hear.
Well, that's why I trust you. But I didn't expect you to deep dive read us like that.
I didn't either. I thought I'd just get the basic litany of questions like, what's the scariest thing you've ever done?
Oh my God, I was going to ask you that.
I was going to ask where the your scariest or favorite haunt was. That's in that range. Yeah, they were coming.
They were, yeah. Oh, and you threw a curveball in on it.
Well, see, I knew that, right? Well, you know what? I'll answer those kind of questions. I can't answer those kind of questions because to me, the scariest place I've ever been was growing up. No matter where I lived, it was horribly haunted. So, you know, those are just, you won't like the house I grew up in when from the time I was like 11 to 18, they mowed that down. So you can't go there. But that's the place where there was a ton of poltergeist activity. Because of me. But you don't know that when you're a kid and you're just terrified of things moving and dressers coming across the floor down the shelves and stuff. So the scariest, I believe that the scariest places in this world are people's homes. Truly. Like the Demon House, much scarier than a prison or a psychiatric hospital, unless it's one that nobody's been to yet, that would probably be scary. But the scariest places are people's homes because things happen in families. And if somebody's been on a family land for 100 years and it hasn't been a happy family and they've been depressed and they've lived in a depressed area, and then all that negativity just piles up and up and up, that's pretty awful. So there's that. Favorite haunt is anyone I get to do with you guys. Because I get to sit at home in my pajamas with my mug of tea and I can turn the heater on if I want to. Right. And I can say, hold on, I got to go to the bathroom to a real toilet, not some hole.
Oh my gosh. That's true. You kind of had the best of both worlds there.
I do, and I can sit there and I'll be like, okay, turn that way, turn that way. And it's always fun because we get to do stuff, even though I'm across the state.
Yeah.
We get to do a lot of stuff and we get to hang out, and I'm up all night anyway. So, you know, it's fun for me to have friends that I can do things with that I can't physically be there in person.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's fun. And it's always fun where I'm like, what's this? And you're like, yes. Like, what was that? The museum? I'm like,
oh, it was
Abe Lincoln here. You're like, that woman's like, I did my college thesis on Abe or whatever.
Yeah, and you picked up on her grandpa too.
Yeah. Yeah. And the old man that was in the place wanting me to show me his books and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So those are fun. That's my fun times.
Well, it's fun for us too, because it's just exciting and thrilling.
Yeah. Yay. We got to get Ben on one of these next ones.
Yes. Yes. Well, we should all, well, like I said, when you get better, we'll go out and visit him, and then we're going to hit up some places.
For sure.
We're going to go visit the Winchester house.
For sure. For sure. For sure. Winchester, the Hornet, the Queen Anne Hotel. And then I don't think, I used to work in a place across the street from where the tunnel runs underneath the street to this building. That used to be a spa I worked at. I don't know if we can get in. I don't even know if it's a spa anymore, but that basement area was pretty freaking haunted. But yeah, we'll find places. We'll find fun places.
Yay! Oh, Barbie, thanks for coming on tonight. And thanks for doing those readings for us. You know, it's always very special.
Sorry. I should have asked if you wanted it.
Okay.
I should have said, by the way, I feel like I know you well enough. I don't have to do that.
Yeah,
we're friends. Yeah. I don't
we're
have
friends.
To.
Yeah. You don't have to ask. You just go for it.
Yeah.
Try not to make me cry next time, though. I hate that.
I will try. Sorry. It's not embarrassing. Crying is an emotional release and everybody should do it. Nobody should feel shame in doing it. I often will cry in a reading before my person in front of me cries. I'm just like, okay, I'm going to cry before you. Here we go. So it's all good. It's good.
Well, we really appreciate it. It does mean a lot. You're a good
Yay.
Friend.
Yep.
Thank I you wish so you were much. Closer so we could do more stuff, but
I know, me too. Me too.
Maybe one day we'll all be in the same place.
One day.
All right, my dearest. Ben, did you have any final thoughts?
No, I mean, just, yeah, thank you so much. You're always awesome and very enlightening. And
I think both our minds are just blown right now.
You're welcome.
I need to go to bed.
What? It's only 9:19.
It's after he's like, I want to go to bed. It's only 6.
Ben might have to go take a nap.
I understand.
Some ibuprofen. Oh, Lordy. All right. Well, girl, I hope to chat with you soon. Well,
for sure.
I'm sure I will. And you are welcome on our podcast anytime. Not to give us readings, but, you know, just to, you know, weigh in.
Anytime. Anytime. Of course.
All right. Well, have a good night, darling. And I will talk to you soon. Thanks again, Barbie.
All right.
Bye,
Barbie.
Bye.
That was great talking with Barbie.
That was unexpected. I hadn't expected her to really, you know, jump in and do those in-depth readings of us. That was that was kind of deep.
But yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, she said a lot of stuff I needed to hear for sure. So
me
good.
Too. We're both. Yeah, whenever this goes up on YouTube, you can see the exhausted looks on both of our faces right now.
Yeah.
So, I am going to go to bed.
Yeah,
and I'm sure you're going to take a nap.
Early for work tomorrow. So.
All right, pod people, thank you for tuning in again. And if you liked it, please subscribe and give us 5-star ratings, leave a comment, do whatever you need to do, because it does help. And we appreciate each and every one of you.
Well, Ben, we got another episode under our belts. Thanks so much for tuning in to Through the Abyss podcast. And until next time, keep it weird.
Spooky stuff.